Blackstone Publishing presents What Really Happened, The Lincoln Assassination by Robert J. Hutchinson. This book is read by David Morantz. For Teddy, Ella, and Miles. We here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. Abraham Lincoln. Introduction. Since the dawn of the third millennium, it has become fashionable in the United States to speak of unprecedented levels of political polarization in American public life, even of a second civil war. The vitriol, partisan name-calling, and outright hatred strike many as unprecedented. Yet this is, of course, an illusion. One of the salutary benefits of studying the U.S. Civil War is that you learn just how divided Americans have been in the past, and how, in many circumstances, they have been forced to live together even when their moral and political beliefs are opposed, as in the case of slavery. People today often don't realize just how porous the border was between the United States and the Confederacy during the war. It was not uncommon for former Confederate civilians to move north for jobs and be forced to work side by side with enthusiasts for a war that was literally killing many of their relatives and friends back home. Union soldiers patrolled occupied New Orleans throughout most of the war. People on both sides often had to bite their tongues to avoid needless confrontation. In addition, thousands of loyal Unionists opposed the Civil War on practical grounds. Abraham Lincoln is lionized today as one of the greatest presidents in American history. Yet during his own lifetime, he was reviled by millions on both sides of the Mason-Dixon line as a tyrant who ignored the rule of law. When the war began, the Lincoln administration arrested thousands who criticized the government, including editors, judges, and legislators. Lincoln himself suspended the ancient writ of habeas corpus. Many believed he could never be reelected. As a result, now is a good time to take a second look at the events that led up to Lincoln's assassination, and at the unhinged political passions that drove a maniacal but beloved actor to take matters into his own hands in an act.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?